News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to get an update on what's happening with the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Jordan Meserol is here, and we're going to review really some things that have been in the news in recent weeks, but apply them to how it impacts the CVB office. And Jordan, the first thing, recently the city of College Station has calculated that population at 100,000, and how does that work then as far as the travel and tourism business locally?
It actually impacts us just as much, even though we're talking tourists and visitors. You know, with more people living here now, that means more people coming to visit the people that live here, whether it's for Christmas or even coming down for that football game because now they know somebody that lives here. So, hey, I'm going to come down and see them and see a football game or just other general activities. And so that's the first impact, is more people means there's more people to visit here, so brings in more visitors. But on the flip side as well, it helps bring in more businesses because businesses start saying, okay, this is a thriving community, 100,000 in one, roughly, you know, 70, 80,000 across the city lines in the other, community that's nearing 200,000 people. There brings larger and larger businesses here, which helps, again, bring in more visitors because they go, oh, they've got XYZ restaurant or they've got XYZ attraction. There's all those kinds of rumors, like you hear the rumor of a water park coming here, and those kind of things help get more people coming to Aggieland. And what is more people coming to Aggieland do? Helps the economy. So it's that news story about College Station officially hitting 100,000. It's great news for the tourism industry as well, because again, it just means great things for the economy here.
Well, and I want to expand on something you just barely touched on, because we always associate lodging with tourism or activities, but you mentioned corporate and business, and that I think is an unsung big chunk of the lodging industry.
Absolutely, it's even hotels as well. Just kind of as you mentioned, in fact, there's I think the last number we had is now 7 hotels slated to be built within the next 3 to 5 years. Everybody says, why do we need more hotels? Well, they don't realize our hotels continue to stay packed, including right now. I mean, we have some hotels that right now are near 80% capacity. In the middle of the spring, you know, with no football weekends going on, we're still packed out there. So we need more hotels.
Which is a wonderful segue, because I understand that your office on occasion will hear from people, why can't I get a room?
That's very true. We've had those calls come in recently, people kind of frustrated that they're not getting the preferred location property they want to stay at. They have to go to a different one. And it just has to do with all the events that are happening in Bryan College Station, including the construction of Kyle Field, the new buildings, the new apartment complexes and high-rises are being built. Even the road construction that you see going on that everybody complains about. Well, guess what? A lot of these workers come in. They're hired workers, and they come in temporarily, and they fill up the hotel rooms for 6, 8 weeks, 2 months at a time until the project's done. And so that's the reason they're staying full, but also because we have a lot of sports events going on. We have a soccer tournament that was just last weekend. The senior games, of course, was this past weekend. Every weekend through the foreseeable future has something going on. Of course, Parents Weekend's coming up in April, Aggie Ring Day, and you have fire schools starting up this weekend. The very first spring fire school out at Teeks Brayton Firefield, it happens this weekend. So, I mean, if you wonder why you can't find a hotel room around here, it's because we're packed. I mean, Bryan College Station is booming right now.
Visiting Jordan Meserol, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, something else that happened this week, the international gathering with the delegation from Belgium coming to town, and the Sister Cities arrangement and the formalization of the Aggies Go to War exhibit. What is that going to mean for Bryan College Station, particularly once that exhibit gets here in a couple of years?
That's just going to mean more and more visitors coming here. It's another area of attraction for people to come visit here. In fact, in recent talks with the cities, as well as some of the people over at the Bush Library, they want to make this a veteran-friendly town, for lack of better words. Of course, you have Veterans Park out there, and you have the Vietnam War Memorial that's going to be going in downtown Bryan. There's a lot of old Aggies, of course, with the size of the university and how many graduates we put out there, and, of course, the Corps of the Cadets and the history there. There's a lot of Aggies that have a military history, and they love coming back to this town. And even if you're not an Aggie now, this stuff that we have coming in, this from what I've just heard of or seen in the documents, this Aggies Go to War exhibit that's going to be commissioned and come here in 2016, it's going to be unlike any other that anybody else has out there right now. It's just means more visitors coming to this town.
Yeah, you're talking 7 rooms, multimedia exhibit, 5,000 square feet. I mean, there's not many homes that are that large.
Not at all. Yeah, I might set up a bunk room somewhere in there just to take some naps because it'll be so nice. Yeah.
And CVB then will have some role to play in at least marketing that attraction along with all the other ones that you all have.
Absolutely. In fact, even though the talks are still 2 years out and the cities right now and the RVP are just coming together to commission this money for phase one, they've involved us from step one, which we greatly appreciate because they know what it means for us to get out there and promote this as a piece of Bryan College Station, as something that people want to come visit. So we're going to be highly involved with this. And in fact, there may even be a potential that when we have to get a new building, which will happen because we're in the Chimney Hill location right now, and which there's a developer looking at it, and we'll have to move out eventually. There's a potential we could be right next door to this Aggies at War exhibit.
Finishing up with Jordan Miserall, the Convention and Visitors Bureau always like to plug the website and the local connections for those who are interested in making sure that there's ample publicity for community events that are coming up.
Absolutely. We want to remind everybody out there, our website is visitaggieland.com. Visit Aggieland, all one word, .com. And on there, we have an events calendar. And even though people still sometimes, that residents that live here in the communities in Brazos Valley, that see us as just a visitor center, we have that calendar there, not just for visitors, but for residents as well. And you'll find a lot of activities on there that happen midweek on a Tuesday night when, you know, our visitor count here in town might be low, but it's a really neat event or attraction here, and including nonprofit organizations that are having a gala or a fundraiser, a charity ball. All those are on there. We have, we had in the range of about 200 events posted on our calendar just for the next 3 months. So it's a great resource if you want to post, if you have a function, an event of some nature out there that will benefit the community, that the community should know about, go to our website, visitaggieland.com. It's free to submit it. There's just a little approval process, a few rules to get it on the calendar, but more, for lack of better words, we approve pretty much everything.
So whether you have something to submit or you just want to see, well, I wonder what's going on. There's never nothing going on.
That's the thing that's amazed me about this job is I look on there every day and it's like, oh, okay, that's going on today. Neat. Yeah, there is never a down day here in Bryan College Station.
Jordan Miserall, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, with the update with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.